The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Chav Ches and Beis brings down a Maisa about a certain Talmud Chacham that was Nifter, and there was a difference of opinion between Rav Nachman and Rish Lakish whether to be Maspidim or not. Rish Lakish was Maspidim, and Rav Nachman was not Maspidim. And the Gemara ends off and says, Tachazi, come and see, Ma ben Takifi dar the Yisrael l'chasidei debavel. Come and see the difference between the great, strong Talmud Chachamim Beretz Yisrael and the Chasidim of Bavel, that it refers to Rish Lakish as the Takifa d'Arde Yisrael, the great Talmud Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Nachman is referred to as the Chasidei Bavel, the Chasidim of Bavel, and the Gemara is trying to point out the difference between them. So how do we know that Rish Lakish was Takifa d'Arde Yisrael and Rav Nachman was Chasidei Bavel? So Rashi brings down Rish Lakish, we know from brings right from the Gemara in Yuma, and Aftes, it's Mashma, he was from the Takifei Dar de Yisrael. And then when it comes to Rav Nachman, he brings a raya like this. He says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mi Chasidei Bavel, he was from the Chasidei Bavel, b'shilei Masechas Saita, like we see at the end of Masechas Saita, the Karmelei lo tisne yereschat ikana, because Rav Nachman told the Tana, don't say the yereschat is bottled ikana. So he's referring to the Gemara, the famous Gemara in the end of Saita, where the Gemara says, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, says that Mishameis Rebbe batal anava v'yereschat, when Rebbe died, anava and yereschat became batal. And then the Gemara says in that, Amr le'Rav Yosef letana letisni anava d'ika anah. Rav Yosef told letana, don't say anava is batal d'ika anah because I'm still around. And Amr le'Rav Nachman letana letisni yereschat d'ika anah. Nachman told letana, don't say that yereschat is batal d'ika anah because I'm around and I'm still a yereichat. So Rashi says, you see from that Gemara that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was a yereichat. So that's a riot that he was from the Chasidei Bavel. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara over here. And I think from this Rashi, you can ask a bima'are, ha'ara, and a beautiful hezber from Reuven Margolius. Reuven Margolius in the Margolius Ayam in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, Daf Tzadi Ches, Isid Zayin. He says a beautiful hezber in that Gemara in the end of Saita. All the Mefarshim are bothered when the Gemara says that Rav Yosef tells the Tana, don't say that Anab is Batal Dika Anab because I'm still around and I'm still an Anab. So everyone asks that l'chara in l'cha gaiva gedoyla mizu, to say that I'm an anav, l'chara that's the hepech of anivus, l'chara that's gaiva. How can he tell the Tana l'tisni anav at the ika anah, that seems to be the hepech of anivus. Now there are many nice terutzim said to answer this kasha, not going to get into them now, but Reuven has a very interesting mahalach. He says that there are two things over here. Rav Yosef told the Tana, don't say anav is balto d'ika anah, because I am here. And Rav Nachman told the Tana, don't say yereschat is balto d'ika anah, because I am here. So he says the word ana, bepashas, we usually translate it as meaning me. Ana means ani, it means me. But Reuven brings down from the Aruch, that Aruch says that there are times that the word ana does not mean me, but it means him. It means who. The word ana could be translated as who as well. And Reuven wants to say that maybe that's the pshat over here in the Gemara. When each one, when they said ika ana, they're not referring to themselves, they were actually pointing to the other one. So Rav Yosef told the Tana, lo tisni anava, don't say anava is batal, ika ana, because he is there, and he pointed to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman told the Tana, "Lotisni yereschet." Don't say yereschet is batal dika ana, because there's him, and he pointed to Rav Yosef. Each one was pointing to the other one, not talking about himself, and therefore there's no lack of anivus over here. That's his beautiful hasbah in the Gemara. But lemaisa from Rashi, we already see clearly not like that, because Rashi says that how do we know Rav Nachman was a yereschet? How do we know he was a chassid? Because he told the Tana, "Lotisni yereschet dika ana." He told the Tana, "Don't say yereschet is batal dika ana, because I am here." According to Reuven Margolius, that would not be a raya about himself, because Dika Anah is referring to Rav Yosef, not to himself. Dika Anah means because he is here. So Rashi clearly is learning that Dika Anah means me, that I am here, doesn't mean him, and that would be a raya not like that. Pshat, Bemis and Rashi and Saita also see not like that. Rashi says, Beferish over there, Dika Anah going on the other Mandamer on Rav Yosef, Dika Anah Shani Anvasan, that I am an Anav. So Rashi is obviously learning Kipshutai, that Anah means me, and does not mean him. And I think from this Rashi over here, it could also be Ma'ir on the famous Pshat from the Gra, to do a B'Shem the Gra. He said a different teretz to answer this Kasha. How could he say Lotisni Anava Dika Anah? So the Gra said, this brought down in the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu from the Gra, that there is an Amayr in the Yerushalmi by the name of Anah. It's the name of an Amayr. So he says when each one said Lotisni Anava Dika Anah, they didn't, or Lotisni Yerushet Dika Anah, they were not referring to themselves. They didn't mean me, they meant that Amara called Anah. Don't say Anah is batal dika Anah. Anah is still around, and Anah was a big Anah. Don't say Yereschet is batal, because Anah is still around, and he was a big Yereichet. So that's a nice test of the Kasha, but Lamaisa, again, from Rashi over here, you see not like that, because Rav Nachman is proving that from the fact that Rav Nachman said, L'tisni Yereschet dika Anah, that he himself was a Yereichet, he himself was a Chassid. Obviously, Rashi learned Kipshutai, that Anah means me, and is not referring to this Amara, who is called Anah. That's a word from the Gra. There are many are mefakvik on it, because There apparently is no Amar in the Yerushalmi called Anah. There is no such Amar found anywhere. This is where Chaim Kanievsky was made, that Lo Shamanu, we don't find any Amar called Anah. So it's not so pashut what the Gra meant. He is Matziah, that perhaps it's referring to the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, that there's an Amar called Anan. Maybe he says the Gra was Garis Anah, but the Pasha says that there is no Amar called Anah. So it's not so pashut what the pshat in this Vard is, and if the Gra actually said it. But I'll kapanim from Rashi over here, and from Rashi in Saita, it's Mavur, they learn Kipshuta, Dika Anah means me, and that's going both on Yerushait and on Anivus.